Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us on Wednesdays is the voice of the Brewers, Jeff Levering. Jeff, talk us off the ledge a little bit. I have to admit, you know, we heard a stretch there for a bit while the Brewers were still winning. They weren't hitting home runs. Had a few different shutouts pop up from time to time. Is this offense going to become a concern at a point where they're going to have to make a change?
I don't think so. I think they're going to be just fine. They've run into some really tough pitching. They've ran into three outstanding starters in Philadelphia. They ran into Tarek Skubal, who's probably going to win the American League Cy Young if he continues to pitch the way he's doing. That was on Sunday. They ended up getting to Berríos, who's been throwing his tail off recently. They beat him a couple of days ago. And Yusei Kikuchi, weird zone last night. He was able to find some. The Brewers had opportunities to score runs. They just didn't get that big hit yesterday. I think they're going to be fine. Yesterday was just an aberration. They'll probably go out there and score 10 runs this afternoon. You never know.
Jeff, we got a pretty good outing for Carlos Rodriguez last night. His first big league outing went just over three innings, had six Ks, gave up but two runs. Pretty good night. The offense just didn't back him up. I wanted to ask you, with so many rookies coming up and roster moves, and we know how many pitchers the Brewers have used, from a broadcast standpoint, how up-to-date do you have to stay on not only AAA, but also, I'm assuming, probably AA as well?
I think everybody should show up with name placards on their chest, that's for sure. I mean, hi, my name is. No, but I think we do a really good job, especially on the radio side, when Josh Maurer does his weekend minor league reports on Sundays. You get a good feel of what this organization is all about. You listen to the highlights and how these teams are doing. So you get the weekly report on how they're doing. But we've seen all these guys in spring training. That's the beauty of spring training, is that you see a lot of these arms come up and they're non-roster invites, or they're just minor league invites to camp that particular day. And then they get in there. No one would have known who James Meeker was unless he had pitched in the ninth inning of some spring training games last year. He ends up pitching a scoreless inning in Detroit and then ended up getting DFA'd yesterday. But we wouldn't have known who James Meeker was or his story without spring training. So we do a pretty good job of keeping up to date with what's going on the TV side. We have Tom Flanagan on every month and get a farm report and how these guys are doing. But it's our due diligence, make sure we know how good the organization is. And right now we're in pretty good shape.
Jeff, I keep wondering now, as the Brewers continue to be successful, even through some of the craziness with these injuries and whatnot, how much more should be given to Pat Murphy as a compliment to his job to manage, you know, his ability to be able to press the right buttons to inspire, you know, perhaps he was the hidden gem behind the scenes all these years that we knew was there, but we didn't realize just how much of an impact he was during the Craig Council years.
I think he deserves a lot of credit, and he has been. He's been there the entire time. He's been one of the architects of this ship, right? But now he's got a different voice, and I love his approach. And he said it in the press conference a couple of days ago where, hey, this may be boring, but I'm not going to talk about the future. Let's win today. Let's worry about today. Yeah. And then we'll worry about tomorrow. It's a great way to live life. It's a great way, whatever, if you're playing baseball or if you're an architect or whatever it is, live for that day. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You worry about tomorrow sometimes. You can have a little bit of planning, but at the same time, you got to worry about how you're going to get through that day. And I think it's a really healthy way to go about baseball in a 162 game marathon. You can get caught up and, well, that's okay, it's just one game. But how many times have we seen it where one random game in May ends up hurting the Brewers at the end of the season? I think that's what's so refreshing about what Pat Murphy's been able to do, is whoever's on that roster, whoever is available, they're going to find a way to contribute in that particular ball game and try and win that game that day. And I think that's one of the great things that Murph has been able to do, is create this clubhouse culture where everybody feels welcome, and let's get together and win that ball game today.
Jeff Levering, oh, by the way, I have a great idea for you if they hit a walk-off today. So if the Brewers win the series, hit a walk-off, maybe something like, "And it's gone, oh Canada," and just go into the Canadian anthem. Walk it off with the anthem. It'd be so brilliant.
Is that a good idea? I feel like I'm rubbing it in a little bit. I don't know if we need to do that.
I think it's a phenomenal idea.
We haven't. We had enough antics with the bat getting stuck in the net the other day.
Oh, God.
So we'll see what happens.
That was awesome. That was awesome. That was my favorite part of that game, to be honest.
We built the drama, that's for sure. Yes. I mean, we had a great... I was on the edge of my seat having a good time with it.
It's two great innings of baseball right there. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you, buddy.
You got it. See ya.